Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Feel you in my bed.
Blog Talk Radio.
Sam Adams.
Sam, what's going on, man?
How you doing, man?
I'm great, man. Glad to talk to you, man.
You too, man.
I'm really excited about this interview, Sam. I don't know why. I've been hearing a lot about you, man. The people over here in the station, man, been talking about you a lot, man. What's the man of the hour, man? You're blowing up, man. I don't.
Hell yeah, that's dope. That's good to hear.
You're burning. You're on fire, man. I don't know. I'm going to have to put you out, man.
Hell yeah.
So what's been going on, man? You're blowing up all over. Everybody's talking about you, man. My grandma, the grandfather, everybody's talking. My little sister, 4 years. What's been going on, man? Matter of fact, before we talk, man, introduce yourself, man. Let the world know if they don't already know who you are, man.
Yep. I'm Sam Adams from Boston. Rapper, songwriter, singer, producer. I do it all. So yeah, I'm out here in New York. I got a list of shows, a lot of shows in the next, you know, couple weeks, all sold out, doing our thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just loving life right now. We're on the come up, so we work hard, you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you how I came to know, feel familiar about you. One of my friends over at Yo Rap magazine, Yo Rap magazine, brought you to my attention. And I heard your music. I said, this guy sounds hot. And then, you know who I thought you was? And please don't get offended by this. I thought, what did you do? You're smiling at that. I said, this is Jesse McCartney. I said, what are you talking about? But then I looked at the other pictures. I said, oh, okay, this is not him. That's who I thought you were. I said, this is Jesse McCartney. What are you talking about? Some new artist. But, but nevertheless, man, I'm impressed, man, how you're doing your thing and everything, man. I want to be a part of the team, man. Let me know how I could be down, man. I want to be a part of Sam Adams' crew, man. I want to be a part of that, man.
Oh, yeah.
But, Sam, who are some of your influences musically? Who are some of your influences?
Musically, growing up, I was real into underground music, actually. Well, not underground, but old school, like old Nas, Illmatic, Big L, Murder Mace, Killer Cam, Big Pun, obviously Biggie. Biggie's a big one. And, in other spectrums of music, rock, like Aerosmith, bands that probably some people have never even heard of. I went through, like, a rock stage when I was, you know, probably around, like, fourth to sixth grade, and then after that, Mace and Puffy were out. Well, I was always listening to them, but I always sort of was more of an underground head. And then, you know, these days, listen to way more electronic music, progressive trance, house, Deadmau5, Tiësto, electric music. So that definitely has a big influence on me now, as I think it does have on rap in general. I think electronic music definitely has played a big part in helping, you know, revive and give hip-hop a new image. Even though a lot of people that are old, die-hard hip-hop fans would say that, you know, this shit ain't hip-hop, but it is, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, from all the music that we're hearing out here today, FM, what makes your music and your style different from what we're already hearing and seeing?
What's different is I produce almost all my own stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's just sort of a different vibe, you know. The stuff I rap about is, very, easy to relate to for kids our age, kids my age. Like the I Hate College song I had and Driving Me Crazy, they're all just sort of, the verses and the hooks are all just sort of how I live everyday life. So it's just a mirrored reflection of what I do every day. And then, you know, kids who are my age and a little younger that look up to me, they hear the music and it's when you can actually really relate to something, it's something that you are like, oh, yeah, I relate to that, so I'll support that.
Right.
And then overall, I'm blending hip hop, rap, and over like, you know, very upbeat electric music, which not a lot of people are doing, you know, really mixing feel good songs, summertime songs, especially now that we're in the season, with, you know, catchy rhythms and catchy hooks and catchy verses, so definitely.
Now, how do you feel about all the attention that you're getting from, you know, about your music and yourself? How do you feel about all that attention that you're getting now?
It's great. It's a dream come true, obviously, for me. I've always, you know, been really into music, but didn't ever really think it would pop off this hard, or not this hard, but this quick. So it's definitely cool to see. It was a blast being a part of, and still is a lot of fun to be a part of, because, you know, there's so much stuff that happened in the last, you know, 6 months. That was crazy, but it's great, you know. It's an unbelievable feeling. I owe most of it all to my fans, so very thankful. You know, I'm very thankful to be where I am.
Right. Now, I mean, now that your foot's in the door, you have a voice in the music industry. I mean, where do you plan to take this, man? What do you plan to do with all this?
I really want to, you know, build on sort of creating this new pseudo genre of music, and at the same time just get other people on board and you know, create this sound. I want to sort of have my own staple, my own foot in the door of this new sound that I want to create. And, you know, once I get to where I want to be as an artist, to develop other artists and sort of get them going, because, you know, I mean, when I was just starting out, I went to a couple labels and I went to some lawyers, and none of them were really interested in shopping my music. So I did it independently, and, you know, we hit a market, and we did it right place, right time, right music, and we did well. So to guide other people, you know, there's always going to be people saying, you know, you're not going to go anywhere, you're not going to do this, but it's more how you deal with that on a personal level.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of goals and aspirations. Everything from, you know, just making great music that I'm proud of, to, you know, winning awards and doing well and being successful in the music industry as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, congratulations on everything, man. I know you have a show tonight, right, in New York?
Yeah, Gramercy Theater.
Okay. Now, for those fans that are coming to the show, I heard it's sold out, so congratulations on that again.
Yeah.
What are the fans going to see, man? Is there going to be any surprises, man? Is Oprah going to walk out on stage, man? What's that?
Yeah, we got a couple of surprises. Currency's going to be in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll be around. I think he's doing a 30-minute set. He's one of the homies, and then after that, you know, we're going to put on a live show. One of my boys, G. Curtis, flew in from Cali. We're going to do our new single that's coming out tomorrow called Still I Rise. So that's definitely going to be dope for the fans, because they haven't really got to hear that much. So that's definitely something. And then, you know, just be the staple high energy show. You know, just real high energy, happy, feel-good show that everyone loves.
Sam, I'm not gonna keep you long, man. But I want you to before I do that, man. Is there anything you want my listeners to know, man, before I go on?
Just to check out the music, and if you like it, to support it and spread the word, you know.
Mm-hmm. You want to give out any websites, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook?
Yeah, check out my Twitter, twitter.com/BostonsBoy, BostonsBoy, Boy, Facebook.com/SamAdamsLive, SammyAdams.com, SammyAdams, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Any shout-outs, man?
Shout-outs to my manager, Alex, and shout-outs to you. Shout-out to Goom Radio, Bill2B, Spitter, South P, Who Kid. No.
All right, Sam, man. It's been a blast, man. Good luck with on concert tonight, man. Good luck with everything, man. And once again, man, you're more welcome to come back to the show anytime, man, all right?
Hell yeah. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate your time.
No problem, man. You'll be good, man.
Bye, brother.
Baby, if you don't feel good right now, and your body hurting you right now, you just need a shot at me. I'm just like medicine. Baby, I'm your soul. I'll be on prescription. Gotta take a dose of me. Once you get a dose of me. think I need, my medicine. One teaspoon of me is something like a block of blue. Too much of me, too fast, and you will overdose. Treat you like a newborn, baby, I feed you slow. And if I really fuck with you, I give you a double dose. I'm your little double stack, pop me, you really roll. Nighttime, daytime, I can get to your bowl. Anytime you want it, I can get to you, that's for sure. Keep me up all night, I can be your no-do. Need your prescription, see a high level.
SammyAdams.com. This young man's hot, man. You guys don't want to miss him. Check out his page. He's currently on a tour, so make sure if he comes to a city near you, make sure you go check his show out. Thank you so much once again to everybody for listening and tuning in. I'm going to leave you with Jaheim. Love you. Stay up. Stay strong. Once again, shout out to the homeboy, Sammy Adams, for coming on the show. Love you. Here's Jaheim.
It's gonna be no, I can't call it. All I know is I had to step up, step up. Beat it up, cut the case, go in for first place. Before the mother cats try to get ya, get ya. Moving them hips, killing me with every dip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. The worst that goes down is you turn me down, but this time around,
hey,
I got it.
Hey, how you doing? Baby, what you getting up with you? I don't know what your name is or who you came with, but I ain't even without.
Your claim to fame and girl, I ain't leaving without you, no. I want your body, yeah, yeah. next round. My tinny and goose now. Tell me what's up, what's up. Conversation my eyes is having with your thighs. Don't get me out of line, they better shut up, shut up. You're moving on the hips, killing me with every tip, girl. You about to get a tip, do it now. The worst that goes down is you turn me down. You're feeling your boy now, so I doubt it, shorty.
Hey, how you doing?
Baby, what you getting into? I don't know what your name is or who you came with.
But I ain't leaving without you.
I've never seen nothing like you. Cause the body that shaped it, your claim to fame. And girl, I ain't leaving without you. No.
My one look and just one touch, and I knew. girl told me if I ever do wrong, I can hide.